story of Mert and Marge. The Houston gang has planned a jailbreak to free its leader, Bill Houston. Informed of the scheme by Jimmy Minter, Assistant District Attorney Jack Arnold has set a trap. He has arranged for the removal of Houston from the jail before the time set for the break. Furthermore, he has also tried to get word of the plot to the rival Duffy gang in an effort to round up the two underworld organizations at one time. Jack was aided by Myrtle Spear, who, at his request, told Duke Sandfield about the whole thing. It was Jack's hope that Sandfield would relay the information to Spike Duffy. However, Sandfield told Mert that he was severing all connections with Duffy. They also asked if he could see her before he left town. Mert agreed to a meeting in her apartment. Now, in just a moment, we'll listen to today's chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. The scene switches to the headquarters of the Houston gang at the Red Rooster Cafe. It's a short time before the jailbreak is scheduled to take place. The gang is assembled for last-minute instructions. They're listening to Belden, who has taken over leadership while Bill Houston is in jail.
I tell you, fellas, we're not going to be able to pull this thing off. Some of you guys who think that you got brains had better think fast.
What's the matter with your brains, Belden? You doped it all out in the first place.
Yeah, Pete, but you're the one that let this Minter guy get away this afternoon. Why didn't some of you get into the Delamont apartments and get him, huh?
Well, we didn't know he was in there until we saw him come out with the cops and get in a squad car. Then Jake and me hop a taxi that's standing across the street and tagged him to headquarters. The driver of the cab didn't want to go. He started to pull a gun, but we were too quick for him. And then I recognized him as the guy that pulled the gun on you and me the day we saw those two dames, Mert and Marge. We made him step along after the squad car. We got to headquarters just about the same time. That's when we took the shot at Minter.
Great bunch of sharpshooters you are.
Well, the cab driver got away while a squad car tried to turn around. We made him drive up a few blocks around the corner. Then we got out of the cab and came back here.
It's 10-1 that Minter guy spilled everything to the chief. We got no chance to pull this thing off tonight, and we can't afford to get way to Houston.
Well, we just got to take a chance, that's all.
What a bunch of fools we were to talk in front of that Minter guy.
Well, we thought he was half dead.
Now, we got to do something. We got to do it fast. We can't fall down on the boss. We just have to take our chances. We're due to leave for Atlanta in the morning. So listen, guys, we'll do as we planned. Pete, you're to go with Jake. I'll work alone. Now remember, exactly 5 minutes after 8, the rest of you fellows are to cover the outside of the jail. You all know your instructions.
Yeah.
I'll pick up Houston and Ted. Pete, you and Jake take the other two guys with you.
Yeah.
If the guards haven't been tipped off, they won't get the alarm until 8:10. We make a getaway, we meet at the airfield. The plane will be waiting.
How about Duffy? Do we just let him take over?
There won't be anything left for him to take over. The cops will close up this joint and the other ones tomorrow.
Well, what about the Timpone bunch that bought out the Red Rooster?
Let them worry about that.
That's 7:45, fellas.
Okay, let's go. Now, I got the suitcase with all Houston's papers. The rest of the stuff is on the plane. If everything works out okay, we'll be wearing ponchos tomorrow.
Yeah, or bracelets. Come on, Jake.
Come on, fellas. The back way.
All right.
Okay, now. No talk. Pete, you and Jake go ahead. Your car's right here. Get in the second car. Mine is up near the corner. Now, don't forget your instructions.
Taxi, sir?
Yeah. Hold it, driver.
Yes.
Pennsylvania Station and make it snappy.
Okay, sir.
Don't get in that cab, Bill. I got a gun in your arms. Don't turn around.
Driver, this guy's a friend of mine. I'll take him to Penn Station.
Okay.
Keep backing up, Ellen. All right, now turn around. Don't drop that suitcase. Keep that left arm up there. Okay, I got your gun. Keep walking. Keep going until you get to that second parked car there. All right, open the door. Get in the front seat. All right, close the door. Don't touch that wheel or I'll give it you in the back of the neck. Now, let me have that suitcase. Hand it back here. All right, now talk, Sullivan.
What do you want to know?
Where were you going from Penn Station?
Out of town.
Making a getaway, huh? Running out on your pals.
I was going out of town on business for Houston.
Now, hand me that. I know the rest of the gang have gone ahead to pull that jailbreak. They're over there now, waiting to pick up Houston. You know, Bellin, there won't be any jailbreak. Because the chief was tipped off. You know, that Pete and the rest of the gang will be rounded up. They probably got him now. And I heard Houston is already on his way to Atlanta, left on a 6:30 train.
How come you know so much?
A little guy named Slim who finds out everything. A couple of your guys got into his taxi in front of the Delamont apartments and stuck a gun in his ribs. They talked a little too loud. Anyway, we've had you spotted for weeks. We've been trying to find out the name of the rat who killed my brother, Harry.
Say, Spike, if you want to know who bumped off your brother, it was that Mindekai.
Don't lie, Belden. Slim followed Harry from Hayfield's theater over to the Red Rooster the night he was killed. He saw him go in and he saw him come out. And there's no doubt about who bumped him off. Tell me, Belden, what have you got in this suitcase here? Come on, open up.
Papers.
What kind of papers?
Houston's records and accounts.
And what you collected by selling out Houston. That's it, isn't it? Talk up.
Yeah.
You dirty rat. You were running out on your own gang.
So what? It's all in the game, ain't it?
It ain't going to be your game. I'll just keep these records. It's going to make things easier for me when I take over.
No, you can't do that. This guy, Minter, has spilled the works about Houston. He's done the same thing for you. So where do you get off?
Well, Belden, here's where you get off. Open that door and get out. Now stand there until I get into the front seat. Keep your hands up. Now listen, Belden. You killed my brother, Harry. You better start praying right now, because I'm paying off for Harry. So long, Belden.
Belden's in the Red Rooster. He wasn't with the others.
Hey, what's happened here?
Some guys just got bumped off at the corner.
Anybody know him? Let me take a look at him.
Yeah, I never saw him before, Chief.
Any witnesses here? Anybody see it?
No, nobody saw it. Just got here. Heard the shots and then we...
All right, Sergeant. Call the police ambulance. You two stand guard over here. Can anybody in this crowd identify this man?
Nope. Never saw him.
All right, Sergeant. Clear the crowd out of the alleyway. Arnold, let's go into the Red Rooster and see if we can get a line on Belden. Maybe somebody in there can identify this fella.
Yeah, we've got to get Belden. He's been the ringleader since Houston was jailed.
Yeah. All right, come on. Here's the back entrance.
All right.
Say, you. Where's the owner of the joint?
I'm the proprietor. What you want?
Guess you know who I am?
Yes, you're the chief of police.
What's your name?
Jim Pony.
How long you been running this place?
Just bought it out yesterday.
Who'd you buy it from?
Chief, but couldn't we talk back here? My customers.
All right, okay. All right, now tell me, who did you buy this place from?
A fellow representing Bill Houston. I settled up all the business today and got the bill of sale.
Do you know a fellow by the name of Belden?
Yeah, that's the guy I did all the business with.
Know where he is?
They all left here about 7:45.
They all left together?
Yep.
There's a fellow just got knocked off at the end of the alleyway. Come on out with me and see if you can identify him.
All right, Chief.
All right, come on, Arnold. All right, Timpone. Okay, uncover him, Sergeant. Here he is, Timpone. Have you seen him before?
Well, yes. That's the Belden.
You mean that was Belden? Okay, Timpone. We'll call on you tomorrow.
Well, Chief, guess we got him all now.
Yeah, take him away, boys.
Duffy has exacted an underworld revenge for his brother's killing. But Jack Arnold is out to break up the Duffy gang, so Spike's triumph may be short-lived. At any rate, perhaps Mert and Marge can have some peace for a while. we'll see when we join them again for the next chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.